Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
We set up producer Carrie on a blind date last night with some random dude that I right swiped on Tinder.
Yeah, you like the look of him.
Yeah, he looked artsy.
I mean, he looked like he was in some place that he was probably, like, you know, fire condemned or something like that.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Carrie, where did you guys go last night?
We went to Prime in Orange.
And how was it?
It was good. I mean, like the actual date or how was the food?
Well, the food. You know me. I'm more concerned about the food first.
Yeah, no, the food was good. Our waitress was, like, awesome, even, you know, with some struggles that happened.
What do you mean?
You know, he was kind of a little rude to her at one point.
He was rude to the waitress?
That's not cool. Yeah. You can't have that. When somebody is rude to service people, you can't have that.
Oh, that's
you know?
A deal breaker for
yeah,
me.
It's something that
happened,
you look for.
Yeah, it happened within like the first 5 minutes too, so it was like kind of a little eh. But
was he nice
and I
after
called him
that?
Out on it.
Oh, you did?
So, oh, I did, to his face.
And what'd he say?
He wanted her to change the television to a hockey game.
Oh, right. Because you're not interesting enough for a first date?
I guess. And she said that they didn't have it. And he was like, no, you definitely have it. Like I've been here before and I've watched this channel. Like, you have this. And I was like, the girl doesn't.
He gave the snap off.
Yeah, I was like, the girl doesn't know. Just, I'm like, haha, she doesn't know. Like, leave it alone.
Don't attack her or trip her.
And then she came back and was like, the game you're looking for isn't even on tonight. It's on tomorrow.
Good.
And he checks. And I was like, oh, don't you feel like a, you know, to his face. And I was just like, laughed it off. But, you know, he took it all in good fun. And he did admit that he felt embarrassed after that whole thing happened.
Oh, well, that's not bad. I mean, at least he did it. Maybe he was nervous too. Maybe he was just trying to be the cool guy, establish himself because he's, you know, in the midst of your beauty.
Oh, yes.
Was he cute in real life or was it like the doctored pictures?
I mean, he looked like himself. He wasn't doctored. He was cute.
Like a solid 7 or
he was attractive?
I mean, yeah, he was all right. I feel like he didn't try that hard. I felt like I tried really hard. Like I did my hair and my makeup.
Right.
And like really committed, and I felt like he may not have tried as hard as I did.
Okay.
Did you drink a lot? Because I told you not to.
No, I totally drank a lot.
Oh, right. That sounds about right.
Sorry.
Were you drinking a lot by the time that you guys actually had the date, or
well,
like, you know, or just during the process?
I may have had a couple of glasses before I left to go on the date.
Stressful, Raven.
I can
understand.
And then I didn't really get to talk much. He did a lot of the talking. So
really?
As he did the talking, I did the drinking.
So he obviously was not listening to Corinna the other day.
No.
Talking about the fact that the guys should be asking lots of questions but not doing a lot of talking.
Yeah, he I mean, and when he did ask questions, they were like weird ones.
Like, so, what? Give us an example. Okay. You have to give us something then.
Yes. So I did Semester at Sea, and he asked me like how I got into that. And I started my story and I was like, well, freshman year orientation, I met this guy.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as I got to this guy part, he was like, yeah, did you date him? And I was like, well, no. And he's like, but you liked him. No, we were friends. And then he's like, yeah, are you sure? You could tell me. You had a crush on him. And I was like, no.
Did you follow this friend to see? Is that what happened?
No, I met him. And then like, we hung out a bunch with
other
people.
Was he a captain?
No, but he did Semester at Sea. So it was just like weird. It was just a weird way for him to. He just didn't let me finish any story I started.
You think you're going to see this guy again, most importantly?
I mean, I would hang out with him on the friend level. I didn't really feel much of a...
I know what that means.
More than a friend connection.
It means no. Let's get him on the phone.
Yeah, we're going to call him. We're going to call him next. And Carrie, you have to go back into your studio because I don't want him to like try to be nice because you're here. I want to know the truth, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. It's coming up next on Star 99.9. Let's call this guy David that producer Carrie went out with last night that we found on Tinder.
I've been waiting all morning to find out what this was like.
Hello.
Hi, David.
Speaking.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven from Star 99.9, today's best mix.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. We would like to thank you first for taking out our producer, Carrie. She's very lonely.
We'd have to thank him like he picked up a pet on the side of the road or anything.
So I was actually the one that right swiped you on Tinder. So I feel a lot of responsibility about this date.
So why did you right swipe me?
Because you're so incredibly handsome.
I thought
she's married and she's into your profile type look.
I thought it was cool that you were in a warehouse and had like that distant look in your eye.
Yeah, I thought you were unemployed. But,
right.
I mean, we had to go somewhere, Dave.
Right. And it said you were looking for a low drama female, and I'm like, Carrie's low drama, and I was like, she's like a good time and laid back. I thought it'd be a match.
Cool.
Yeah, so Carrie's not here in the studio because we thought that we wanted you to be able to be honest with us. So
right,
don't, like, you know, we're not going to hurt anybody's feelings or anything like that.
Well, we might hurt people's feelings, but, I mean, we're not going to do it right while they're sitting there in that moment.
Right.
You know? I mean, maybe you're going to hurt hers. Maybe she's going to hurt yours. Maybe I'm going to hurt yours, Dave. Maybe that's what's going to happen.
On that note. So how did it go?
I thought overall went pretty well. I was pretty surprised. Usually, especially in this area, don't meet, like, top-notch individuals, but she was all prime. She's pretty classic.
She is classic, isn't she? See that?
Yeah, she's almost like a reporter type. Really kind eyes, really personable, and very, very funny. You know, a lot of fun.
So what did you guys talk about?
Talked about a lot of things. She's pretty worldly. She's been all over the world. I like to travel myself, travel a lot for my job. But, she's from the area. I'm from the area. Something to talk about. I was busting her chops a little bit. I was telling her I was going to, like, tell you, like, some crazy story about what happened. But it was pretty standard. A lot of drinks, though.
I was about to say, the first thing I said to her, I said, don't drink too much on this date, Carrie. It's not like we're going out, like, on a regular Friday night. You have to, like, pretend like we have our act together. Yeah.
You know? Well, I told her straight up before I went. I was like, I don't normally do dinner on a first date. Sorry. Maybe some apps after a few drinks, but we'll take it as it goes.
I mean, take it as it goes.
What do you?
We were paying for it.
Right. I mean, take it as it comes. Right.
Yeah.
It was a free burger.
That's why I twisted the booze.
What do you normally do on the first date? Juggling. Unicycle type work. What do you do?
No unicycles, no clowning around. I don't know. Usually just a bar. I don't know.
Yeah. Couple drinks, right?
I guess.
Coffee.
So, David, most importantly, would you want to see producer Carrie again?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Mostly because the location is convenient.
I saw her again later that night.
I did hear that. He was like, well, we live in the same zip code.
Right. That works.
We both have a pulse.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
We're upright.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, chain restaurants aren't really my thing. Dive bars are more my thing.
Oh, it's nice. Classy.
It fits right in line with that warehouse look I was telling you.
Right. Homeless. Do you live in your parents' basement or no?
No.
Where do you live?
International, baby.
That's his parents. Just not the basement.
All right. All right. Well, David, thanks for taking the time.
It's not a car, is it? You're not living in a car right now, David, are you?
All right, well, good. All right, David, thanks so much for taking the time, and thanks for taking Carrie out. I hope it works out.
Yeah, great. Happy Valentine's Day, guys.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.